The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Birds of a Feather. The Green Hornet strikes again. As the heavy prison gates closed behind him, Lynn Iverson stood for a moment to inhale a deep breath of the sweet, fresh air of freedom. Then, turning his back on the gloomy walls of his former temporary home, he strolled briskly down the drive. He paid no attention to the car parked a short distance away until a familiar voice hailed him.
Hey! Hey, Lynn! It's me!
Hi there, Stubby. Well, imagine seeing you here. I thought you'd forgotten me by this time.
Oh, now, you know I ain't one to forget a pal, kiddo. Not Stubby. I come to meet you, Lynn.
Oh, that's swell of you, Stubby. I sure appreciate it.
Well, come on, get in.
Okay. Where'd you get the car?
Well, I got it fair and square, Lynn, honest. Didn't set me back much. It's just a jalopy, but it runs.
Good. Start her up, then. Let's get away from here.
What you planning to do now that you're out, kiddo?
Oh, I've got something lined up through friends.
Well, it ain't none of my business. But if that spy guy you was chummy with back there in the pen put you wise to anything, you better let it alone.
Good old Stubby. You always did worry about my associates, didn't you?
Well, if you mean I didn't like to see you hanging out friendly with that guy, then you're right. Maybe you did come in there for swiping somebody else's dough, but you was always patriotic. That spy's not good for any of us Americans to chum up with.
Oh, he wasn't so bad when you got to know him. Gave me a chance to get a good job to a friend of his. I have a letter right here introducing me.
Ah, stay away from me, kiddo. I'm warning you, stay away. I'd like you, see. I don't want to see you get into no trouble.
Oh, don't be a worrywart, Stubby. They can help me get in the dough quick, maybe.
Look, kiddo, you got a good education and looks and all. You can get along without no spies helping you. Why, all the guys back there was talking about the way you hung out with him. That's what I swung on a couple of them for before I got out.
I know, fella, and I appreciate it. Maybe I can fix it so you'll get a job along with me.
Well, I'd like to work with you. But I ain't doing no spy business. You ain't either if I can stop you.
Oh, I understand this job is in an airplane factory.
Gee, honest? A war worker, huh?
Yep.
I'd like that. If I could get in. But being an ex-con don't help me.
We'll see, Stubby, old scout. That guy's friends have influence. so it might be worked. And I'm hoping it can be for more reasons than one.
In the meantime, back in the city, two men were riding in a black sedan along the West Highway, trailing a small car which had come from the Kane airplane factory.
The man in that car ahead is the war worker we are after. The leader says he has become suspicious. He's been asking questions.
It's best, then, if we have an accident, as the leader suggests.
Yes, it was about time for that accident to happen while the road is deserted. Speed up, Carl.
Well, Herr Boonberg, shall I crowd him off the highway?
Crowd him and make him stop. We must be sure he doesn't survive. A heavy blow on the head, then we put him in his car and send him over the bank into the river. Put alongside, Carl.
Later that evening, Britt Reed, young man about town and publisher of the Daily Sentinel, was busy in his office when Michael Axford, erstwhile reporter for the paper, entered.
Well, hello, Axford. What's new?
I just come from cops headquarters, Reed. I phoned in a story about an accident out on the West Highway. The guy went over the bank into the river in his car.
Did he survive?
No, the poor fellow was done for.
That's too bad.
You know, Reed, it's a funny thing. There seems to be a jinx hanging over that Kane airplane factory. Things are always happening there.
What's the accident got to do with the Kane place?
Oh, the guy was employed there, that's all. But it sort of follows out what I just said.
Well, now that I think of it, they have had a lot of setbacks over there recently. Explosion and a fire and an employee run over by a car near the gates. And now this.
Sure, that's what I mean, Reed.
But of course, accidents will happen.
Sure, that they will. But it begins to look like it isn't any accident when accidents happen too often in the same place, to my way of thinking.
Well, you put it rather crudely, Axford. I know what you mean. But if you have another spy complex, you'd better get rid of it. That factory's well guarded, Axford. The employees are picked carefully, so I understand.
Sure, but spies have a way of popping up in unexpected places, that they have.
Well, you're right about that. If they were expected, Axford, they'd be caught.
Sure, and you don't take what I say serious enough, Reed. But mark my words, them accidents aren't any accidents, even if you and Sergeant Burke do think I'm crazy for saying so.
I didn't say you were crazy, Axford. In fact, you might be right. But until there's some definite reason to go on, they'll have to be put down as accidents. The police and the Federal Bureau are smart enough to pick up anything that may prove suspicious.
Just the same, I'm going to keep my eyes and ears open, Reed. I'm going to eat me meals in a joint over by that factory. And maybe I run onto something that'll bring in a scoop for the Sentinel.
Now that's the spirit, Axford. And if you get that scoop, I'll be the first one to congratulate you and to reward you with a bonus. So get going and rout out some of those spy headlines for the Sentinel.
That night, Brunberg and Carl sat in a small apartment near the Kane factory. They were talking to Lynn Iverson, the ex-convict who'd just arrived in the city.
So Kohlberg says you to us, huh?
Yeah, that's right. There's his note to you about me.
Ah, this young man is just about the right type of what we want to do here, Boonberg. You'll do well in the office.
That's for Mr. Franklin to decide, Carl.
Who's Mr. Franklin?
He's the personnel manager of the Kane Airplane Factory. I know him well enough to get you placed.
Oh, I see.
Of course, Kohlberg recommended you, but I have to be careful. You seem a little too smart to have run afoul of the law, Mr. Iverson.
Well, no one's too smart for that, Mr. Brunberg. If they play outside the law.
See, he is smart, Brunberg.
Thanks.
Very well, Iverson. I'll give you a note to Franklin. You'll report to him in the morning at the factory. I'm certain he'll put you to work.
Well, that's fine, but...
Well?
Why are you doing this for me?
Only because you're a friend of Kohlberg's. Of course, there may be some little things you can do for us later on.
Such as?
We'll discuss that later, my young friend.
Okay. How about my pal Stubby I spoke of?
If it'll make you any happier, take him along. I'll mention his name, too.
Oh, thanks. I'll go in the morning, then.
Good. And in a few days, we'll get in touch with you to see how you're getting on. Yes, we'll be very much interested in your progress. Very much interested.
One afternoon, a few days later, shortly after the 4 o'clock shift had come through the factory gates, Axford sat in a small restaurant and looked keenly at each war worker who entered. As he sat alone in a booth sipping his coffee, he became aware of the conversation in the next booth.
Well, Stubby, how are we doing, okay?
Sure. We get jobs just like real war workers. Me, I'm patriotic, kiddo. That's why I got head up when you was chumming with that spy guy back there.
Quiet, Stubby. Forget that, will you?
Oh, gee, Lynn. Was they talking out of turn or something, huh, kiddo?
Just forget the past, that's all, kid.
Yeah, forget the past. That's me. Whatever you said goes with me, kiddo. You know that.
We're talking too loud anyway. We better quiet down.
Okay, I'll pipe down. You say so.
You got enough to eat, Stubby? No one
so one of them guys was hobnobbing with the spy, was he? It was the one who talks nice. I'd like to get a look at him and ask him a question or two.
Well, that's all. Come on, let's go, huh?
Well, I'm ready to scram and you are, kiddo. If you say the word, I'm for it.
All right, come on then.
Say it there, young fella. Just a minute.
What is it?
You work at the cane factory?
Yes, I do. Why?
Say, who's that yapper, kiddo? Anybody you know?
Oh, take it easy, Stubby. Speaking of me, it's all right.
Okay, if you say so, you know that.
I suppose you handle confidential stuff now and then, no doubt.
Well, maybe I do. Why do you ask?
Oh, I got me reasons, young fella. You don't look like the regular war workers look somehow.
Hey, kiddo, let me button the shepherd's lip. He can't tell my pal he don't look like no war worker.
Well, now listen here, me short, fat friend. If it's trouble you'll be looking for, I'll get
mister.
You.
He's just talking, that's all.
Hey, kiddo, let me at that over stomach, whatever
easy,
it is.
Easy, Stubby, easy.
Let me go, I say.
Hey, my fella.
Hang on to him.
Sure he wants to climb all over that thing.
I wouldn't want to be hitting a runt like that.
Mister, if I let him go, you wouldn't get a chance to hit him. He's a real fighter, quick on his feet.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, now, tain't no use us carrying on this way. Go on, you guys. Get back to your seats. The show's over. Glory be, can't one man talk to another without all this clamoring going on, I'd like to know.
Calm down, Stubby. Let's get out of here. Come on.
Okay, if you say so, kiddo. The company ain't so good here anyway.
That young guy's a smooth one, all right. I would be a bit surprised if he was a spy at that. I'd sure like to hear what they're saying right now.
Why didn't you let me at that goof, kiddo? I'd have cut him down to my size. You hadn't held me back.
I don't want you getting any trouble on my account, Stubby. The fellow was inquisitive, but I could handle that all right.
Oh, is that what he was? I thought there was something funny about him. In fact, kiddo, I got him all tabbed. I got a hunch about him.
A hunch, eh? What is it, Stubby?
Kiddo, I think that guy's a spy, that's what. And I'm going to tail him when he comes out.
Nonsense. Didn't you hear that Irish brogue?
Irish what?
Brogue, the way he talked, you know.
Oh, sure, he talked funny, all right. But them spies are always putting on an act. I got him tabbed, kiddo. He ain't going to bother you no more. I'm going to tail that yapper like his own shadow from now on.
In the meantime, Inspector Martin of the Federal Bureau was called to the chief's office, where the two men were in earnest conversation.
That's the whole story, Martin. Now this Lynn Iverson has been taken on as an employee of the Kane Airplane Factory.
I see. And you have reason to believe it was through the influence of the convicted agent, Kohlberg?
Yes. According to the reports we had from the prison, Iverson was quite friendly with Kohlberg. He was known to have contacted men who are suspected to have been associated with Kohlberg before he was convicted. The very next day, he went into the factory as a war worker in the office.
Okay, Chief. I'll get on the case and have Iverson watched closely. Through him, we may learn enough to convict Kohlberg's friends and to find out who's their contact inside the factory. If things break right, I think we'll soon solve the mystery of the so-called accidents at the Kane Airplane Factory. Once and for all.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment.
Thank you.
Now back to our story. The following night, Lynn Iverson arrived at the apartment where Carl and Brunberg were waiting expectantly.
Well, my friend, I understand you have brought a certain paper for us, which you carry in the band of your hat. Is it not so? Well,
that's right.
Give it to me now.
All right. There.
The plans of a new plane. Very good. Now, Iverson, you will come with us quickly. We're leaving here at once by the back stairway.
Now, what's the idea?
You know why here, Iverson? Do what you're told.
Now, wait a minute, you two. I'm not...
You were followed here, my friend. I have reason to believe you knew it. You're coming with us now.
Hold on a minute. I'm not going anywhere.
Carl, persuade him.
Yeah, he's stubborn.
Get away from me, you big ape.
Hold him, Carl. I'll use the butt of this gun.
No, you won't. I'll show you.
That did it, Brunberg.
Yes, help me, Carl. We'll take him to the car out back. When they miss those plans, they will look for the ex-convict, Lynn Iverson. But they will never find him. Come.
Later that night, Britt Reed, who was working late in his office, looked up as Axford entered hurriedly.
Reed, I told you I ran onto something over at that factory.
What's happened, Axford?
You remember last night I said I met a young guy who'd been having something to do with the spy, according to what his friend said in the restaurant?
Yes, I remember. What about him?
Justice, Reed. I recollect that little stumpy guy called him Lynn. Well, Sarge just told me Martin told him that some plans were missing from the factory, and a guy by the name of Lynn Iverson, an ex-convict, had disappeared. Now, what do you think of that?
Disappeared?
Yeah. Seems Martin tailed that Lynn Iverson to some apartment on a street near the factory. When Martin and his men busted in, there wasn't anybody there at all. Iverson disappeared.
Well, why didn't the inspector pick up that young fellow before he went into the apartment house?
Because they knew he was going to meet some of his spy pals there, and they wanted to get the whole bunch of them. But they all got away.
Well, Axford, you'd better stick close to police headquarters in case something new turns up. We don't want to miss out on anything that might be news.
Sure, Reed. I'll get right along down there. If anything turns up, I'll call you.
If Martin's in this, then Axford's hunch about foreign agents sabotaging that factory is right. And now they've stolen important plans. It's about time this spy hunt was joined by the Green Hornet.
Britt Reed hurriedly left his office and went to his apartment, where Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting.
Cato, important plans have been stolen from the cane factory by foreign agents. They've eluded the police and Inspector Martin.
Ooh. Sound like you think Green Hornet should take hand in hunting down spies.
Yes, it's time they were stopped once and for all. We'll take the Black Beauty and see if we can pick up their trail where Martin left off.
Gas gun and masks ready. I ready, too.
Well, come on then, Cato. We're going to look for a young man named Lynn Iverson. If we find him, we'll find the plans and probably some of his spy friends.
It's well known that birds of feather flock together, Mr. Britt. Now we go, eh?
Yes, just hoping before the night's over we'll help Inspector Martin by turning up a few spies and by getting back those plans. Let's get started.
Sure, now why should I be sitting around cops' headquarters when I could be down here getting a line on that squatty guy that hangs out with that young spy Iverson, I'd like to know. Hey, now this street's dark along.
Hold it, bat stuff. I got a gun right in your back.
Oh, I haven't got any money on me. So it isn't any use you trying...
No, hold up. It's murder. If you don't do as I tell you, big boy.
Holy crow, that voice. Say, you're the little guy who was with that Iverson fella in the restaurant.
Smart, ain't you? That's me, all right.
Sure, now you're not holding any hard feelings for what happened. I didn't mean
to... Big blow. I ain't no lily, but I'm patriotic, see? And I got your number. What's more, you and your gang are pulling a double cross on my pal Lynn.
See here now, Chubby, I
don't like to be called Chubby, see? Get into that jalopy there and be quick, Butterball, or I might grill you right now.
Great saints. The man's daft, that he is. I'm going, so take it easy.
Sure you're going, you big leg of mutton. I knowed you for a spy the first time I laid my peepers on you.
A spy?
So you admit it too, huh? Well, get going, bud. I'm taking you right to the nearest precinct station. Yes, sir. For once, they're gonna know I'm really a patriotic guy. That's me. Move, Big Win. Move.
You have plans, Mr. Britt?
Yes, Cato. Evidently, someone in that factory is working with those agents. I have a hunch it's someone near the top. If so, I have a plan that may lead us to the hideout of the gang. Stop here, and I'll go to the drugstore to phone.
You keep my haunted disguise here until I get back.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
I'll be back in a few minutes, Cato, and then I'll tell you where to go next. Wait right here in the shadows. Hello. Is this the office of the Kane Factory? Well, this is Britt Reed, publisher of the Daily Sentinel, calling. Yes, that's right. We had word that the police are about to close in on the hideout of the agents responsible for the disappearance of some plans from your place. Yes, and we'd like to know the nature of the plans so we can rush our story when the spies are in custody. Oh, I see. Well, thank you. Goodbye. That ought to do the trick. Now to get back to Cato and the Black Beauty.
A short time later, Britt Reed and Cato sat in the Black Beauty, which was parked in the shadows just beyond the entrance to the factory.
There go car now from the factory, Mr. Britt.
Yes, Cato, that's probably our man, all right. As soon as he passes, we'll follow him. All right, Cato, after him. See where he's going, Cato. You can put in a call to the police. And I'll step on it. And don't let him get out of your sight.
Police headquarters, Sergeant Burke speaking.
What? Where? At the third precinct. Say, what's the charge against him? No. Him a spy? Are you kidding? Hey, look, don't tell him I told you, but scare him a little, then let him go. Oh, boy, that's rich. Axford ain't got brains enough to be a spy. Thanks for calling. I wouldn't have missed it for anything. So long. That's the best one I've heard yet. Axford taken in as a spy.
Hey, sir, the call just come in. The Green Hornet's meeting with some spies. Out at that old house on West Highway, near the bridge.
Holy mackerel. Get a squad car out quick. Notify Martin at the Federal Bureau. Get moving. There's no time to lose. Glory be. What a night this is turning out to be. We gotta get those spies this time, and the Hornet with them.
The basement of this old house is quite a hideout, Brunberg. Nobody would ever think to look here.
Yes, we are safe here. Too bad we had to bring Iverson with us. Of course, we can't let him leave.
You fellas think of everything, don't you?
Of course, my friend. That's how we caught up with you, because we thought of everything. That must be the leader. You'll let him in, Carl.
Yeah.
The police are on their way here, Brunberg. Something has slipped up someplace.
So, you're the so-called leader, huh, Mr. Franklin? I thought so all along.
Iverson? Why is he tied up like that, Brunberg?
Because, Herr Franklin, this man is not what he represented himself to be.
What do you mean? Isn't he the ex-convict whom Kohlberg sent to you?
He's a snooping spy, that's what he is.
That's a good one coming from you. Oh,
shut up. Explain this. What's it all about?
He was convicted and sent to prison purposely to meet Kohlberg. He's really a federal agent. Carl heard him talking to one of his friends who was following him to the apartment.
So, that's it, huh? Carl, get rid of him right away.
It'll be a pleasure. I'll loosen his feet and he can walk to his own funeral.
There.
Now, get off and come.
Oh, he kicked me!
Oh, no, you don't, Nazi. I'll move any of you.
Shoot, Carl, shoot!
Why, you dirty rat!
Oh. That's a Green Hornet.
You should have known with that mask on. Get him!
Try it yourself, you traitor. Come on, rush him, quick!
Yes. Look, just one, huh? Well, I like it that way, Nazi. Take it, luck.
No, no. Gas.
And you're going out the hard way, Franklin. Traitors are worse than spies.
I'll get you first with this.
Oh. I'll search them for the plans. They ought to be on this one. There. I'll leave it on that table. So Lynn Iverson's a federal man. That poor chap. Let's see. It's just a flesh wound. He'll be all right. Now, here they come. I guess they got Cato's call all right. Well, rats, I'll leave you for the police to take in.
Great heavens to Betsy. It's them.
Thank heaven, there's Lynn Iverson. Say, he's been shot. He's bleeding.
Well, spies have to expect those things, Inspector Martin.
That's where you're a little bit...
What happened? Oh, it's you, Martin.
Say no. Did you get him all sad? Sure, now that you're here, Axford.
Hey, what's happened to the kiddo? Lynn, tell Stubby. Who did it, kiddo? Who did it?
Say no. Who's that?
Iverson's pal, so he says. Maybe he's a spy, too.
Hi, Stubby. Glad you came, fella.
Gee, you can talk, and you'll be all right. You will, won't you, kiddo?
Sure, Stubby, I'll be all right.
That is until he gets a rope around his neck.
Oh, wait, Burke. As I started to say, Lynn Iverson is one of the bravest secret agents we have. He went right into prison to catch up with these spies.
Glory be. Well, sure, and I thought he was too good-looking to be a spy at that.
And I thought he was really a spy.
Say, you mean I've been palling around with a federal dick? Is it true, kiddo? Is it?
Stubby, you're a swell little guy. You and I are pals no matter what. Don't forget that.
Well, gee, it don't make sense. Me, a pal to a copper. But if you say so, it's okay, kiddo. It's hard to know what guys are anyway by looking at them. Now, you take Big Boy there. I had him pegged for a spy, and I took him in, too.
Just forget that, little man. Forget that.
Well, these are the men you want, Martin.
You sure did a good cleanup job on him, young fella. I see you got the plans back.
Not me, Sergeant. I was shot just when the battle started. I don't know which side he was on when he busted in here, but he's the only criminal I ever want to meet that I don't want to hunt down. He sure saved my life.
Say, who's he talking about anyway?
I'm talking about a man I never expected to meet. The one you called a notorious criminal, the Green Hornet.
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Bob Height speaking. This is the Blue Network.